Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley. You may know me from my PBS talk show. I'm excited to tell you that I have a brand new podcast that you can hear on podcastone.com starting this July. I'll discuss the latest in politics, sports, music, and much more with big thinkers, artists, and celebrities. I'll also share my own opinions and answer some of your questions. So join the conversation this July on the Tavis Smiley Podcast, coming to podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back once again to talk about the most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, July 11th, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's right. We are back here on a Tuesday to talk about the week in News AF here with the News AF Action Team. First, joining us with his U.S. Navy hat, here is the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great, dude. I got your setup early this morning, like 2 hours earlier, because we scheduled for an hour earlier. And I was like, oh, Rob got his times crisscrossed.
No.
So not at all.
No, I was on the professional ball, procrastinating exercising this morning. I ultimately did not do it.
You didn't?
I didn't do it. I went out to dinner last night, and I was still too full from eating last night.
Wow.
That I was like, I might throw up if I go out there and try to jump around, Danny.
The meat hangover.
Meat hangover, Danny Bryson, eye in the sky.
Yes, I see all, and yeah. I can see your meat hangover. Did you get the meat sweats while you were eating last night?
No, I had pasta, but it was a little...
I think you probably get pasta sweats. I think I sweat a little when I eat pasta.
Pasta sweats.
Danny, what's your hat today?
Mine says Tetons.
Tetons. There you go.
Which I believe...
National Park.
Yeah, Tetons. I think that's short for boobies or a translation to boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for in French.
French.
Okay.
So, bought that hat in France. My hat's a U.S. Navy retired.
Yeah, and then it just happened to coincide with my favorite national park.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
We are here live in our Facebook group. Ben King is asking, Tyson... Are you happy you didn't participate in the Candy Crush train wreck, or do you feel like you probably would have won?
I probably would have won, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah. Well, it was tough, Tyson. Did you hear about it?
I heard, like, I probably got, like, 30 tweets that day that were just like, you really dodged the bullet by not being on that show. And I was like, I didn't dodge anything. They told me I couldn't be on it.
Yeah.
Plus, is the show bad because of, you know, how it's created, or was it just bad because Tyson wasn't on it?
The premise was crazy, where it was just like they had like the actual video game Candy Crush, but you were playing it like on giant iPads and like suspended from like different devices, like trying to swipe at things. And it was I couldn't follow anything that was happening on the show.
Yeah, they I got a lot of people. One of them was like, "Oh man, I should read them. Let me read some of the funny ones."
Okay.
So, cuz there's one that's really quite funny. If I can find it. So we got to get through all my bachelor tweets first. Bachelorette tweets. Okay.
Yeah.
And
just read us all the tweets.
All the tweets?
Or all the texts?
Okay, I think you dodged a bullet, and then somebody said, Candy Crush, you ruined the show by not putting Tyson on. And then this is my favorite one. Good call passing on Candy Crush. You'd have to bleach that stain off your IMDb.
Yeah. Can you bleach something off an IMDb? Like, do they come in and, like, are there IMDb bleachers, or do we have to ask Sinbad about how you did that?
Yeah, like, I think you call, like, a lawyer. It's, like, a whole process.
Yeah. Tyson, do you have something on your IMDb that you would most like to remove?
Marriage Boot Camp.
Marriage Boot Camp.
I mean, if I had to do anything. But now that time has passed, that embarrassment has also subsided.
Time heals all wounds. Danny, did you watch all of Tyson on Marriage Boot Camp?
No, I had no way of watching him.
Yeah.
It was on WeTV.
No, plus, what channel was it on? I mean, not the... Yeah, I couldn't have watched, even if I had wanted to. And Tyson did not throw his usual party, mm-hmm. at least none that I knew of. Yeah, he hid in the bushes, in his house, in his car. Lots of hiding.
Okay, well, there won't be any hiding coming up late August when RahapCon rolls into Salt Lake City, Utah. And really, the key piece of this is going to be News AF number 100. Can you guys believe it?
Yeah, it's going to be full exposure all the time. Right, Tyson?
Front
no
center.
Hiding.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, front and center.
Now, we need to start talking about, like, in real terms, what are we doing for the 100th episode? So we're going to do it live, all together in one room and mm-hmm. in front of an audience. That we've never done before. But I feel like we need more to bring to the table here. I feel like that we need something else extra for this News AF 100.
I'll be wearing my 7-incher.
Okay.
Oprah already gave away a car, so yes. We can't do that, even though I know we talked about it, mm-hmm. giving a car to everyone.
We don't have to come up with it right now. It's tips at newsaf.news. Yeah, but we should plan for, you know, this
something
it's
real
the 100th
big.
Episode, and we need to really come up with stuff to nail the 100th episode. So we will work on that. But first, let's get into all of our top stories at this hour here on News AF. And I guess we'll start with a story a lot of people in our Group AF Facebook group were talking about this week, where a family in Scotland has been looking for a nanny, and the post went viral. They're offering $63,000 for a full-time position in a beautiful mansion. So far, so good, right, Tyson?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So there's two kids involved, which makes the job less appealing. And yeah. that you have to be okay with that. And you also have to be okay with the fact that this house is inhabited by ghosts. Yes.
Oh.
Dun, yeah, dun, ghosts, dun. Ghosts are nothing compared to the kids, as you've already kind of pointed
right,
out.
Right, right. I mean, ghosts are easy. Yeah. It's the kids that you have to worry about. I mean, mm-hmm. like the ghosts you don't have to pay attention to. The kids.
The ghost isn't going to smear poop all over your room or in the bathroom that you have to clean up.
Yeah, ectoplasm,
are they not?
Maybe.
Yeah, but that cleans up pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. You just hose that down. But yeah, I mean, you could just, you know, hose down poop, it's not going anywhere. It's just, you know, it's still now you have,
yeah,
like,
it's always there. If it's off the wall, it's still in your brain.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Ectoplasm,
no way.
I think, eventually just goes down the drain.
And we're not sure about the ectoplasma. It might be a sexual fluid.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say, you know, that might be a compliment if a ghost hits you with that.
Okay. So
yeah. There's a few things on this story.
Yes.
A, they say nobody's died and nobody's been harmed. It's just like sounds and furniture moving. They've already gone through a handful of nannies who have gotten creeped out and have to live in Scotland. Danny, is that a plus or a minus?
Depends where. I mean, anywhere.
The countryside.
Yeah, okay, that's pleasant. They've got great countryside. Okay. If it's in the heart of Glasgow, then you might want to reconsider. Or at least get something they can stop stabs.
No,
can stop
so
stabs wins.
How long? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Also, I have some other news to report right now, you guys.
Ooh.
So
breaking.
Here, let me...
Breaking news are happening now.
So, of course, as you guys know, News AF streams live on Facebook, but at this hour, Facebook is down.
Whoa. That is
Facebook.
Are you kidding
is
me?
Down. I repeat, Facebook is down. Danny, let's talk theories. First off, was it the ghosts? Were we getting too close to getting to the bottom of this ghost babysitter story? And that's what happened.
Yeah, I think that they saw that the big reveal was about to come from News AF, mm-hmm. the expose, and they shut it down because the family's got a big hoax going on to get news.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I think we're back up. I think Facebook's back up.
That was short-lived.
We're up and running?
Exactly.
That was like Britney. That was as long as Britney Spears' marriage. The first one.
Facebook was down. They got it back up. Okay. I was getting nervous because we weren't getting any comments for a little bit. Okay, Facebook is back up now. All right, so good. Good. That was a little quick, not as scary as the ghost house, but a little bit scary.
Is Facebook haunted? Is the question we need to ask now. This is the equivalent of moving furniture around on the internet.
Now, this family is at a very hard time. They've lost five nannies this year this position. Boy, the ghost stones doesn't bother the family, though? Only the nannies, Tyson?
Yeah.
Because the family, the parents are gone.
Here's the thing. The parents are gone.
They're gone most of the week. They're gone even at night. They travel. They both travel for work. And so they said that be home by his or herself when the kids are at school. And at night, they'd be home with the kids. But the parents will be absent for 4 or 5 days of the week, completely absent.
Yeah. Okay.
Part of me wonders if these nannies are leaving because the kids are horrible or the parents are a-holes. And the parents are like, we are just losing all these people because the house is haunted. Yeah, it's haunted by the living.
This is what so they had like some like nanny service kind of investigate the story a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they said that they talked to the previous nannies and everything, and everybody says that
Do you think it would be better if this was more of like an incubus type story? Because remember that skiing reality TV show that had the haunting in the hotel and the people were having sexual relations with the ghost? What does that make the job more appealing to a lonely nanny or less?
It depends probably on the attractiveness of the ghost.
You could date the ghost.
Yeah, you could date the ghost. Like you might, it's
like
a ghost.
Whoopi Goldberg and that other guy.
Patrick Swayze?
That was in Roadhouse. Yeah. Patrick Swayze, Roadhouse.
Like that, where the ghost rips out the throat of the nanny in the pond after giving it a sweet spin kick.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds terrifying, Tyson. That's not the kind of ghost I want. I don't want the Roadhouse ghost.
Yeah.
No, you want the ghost from the movie Ghost.
Yeah, the one that gently gives you a warm hug while helping you throw a pot.
Throwing some pots.
Guiding your hands.
So the tricky thing about the ghost that's going to have a relationship with the nanny, I mean, if the ghost, is he part of the employment and does that get into some sort of like hazy sexual harassment territory where like technically the ghost belongs to the homeowner and he's another employee at the house, and now you're hiring a person who is engaging in some sort of sexual conduct with the ghost. I think that this is certainly you're opening yourself up to a lawsuit.
We don't know the age of the ghost.
Yeah.
Plus, we don't misconduct. I mean, how embarrassing would it be if there was a ghost, a very sexually active ghost, and you wanted the job because you wanted the experience, and the ghost wasn't interested in you? I mean, how awkward is that when you come down to breakfast and the family's sitting there staring, you know, whispering to each other, and you're like, no, he didn't. I mean, would your self-esteem
you get
take a hit?
Rejected by the ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ghost, I think, has a lot of options.
Well, not if he's chained to that house.
Yeah,
if he's chained to the house, then he doesn't. He's just haunting and getting rid of the nannies.
I think that maybe you could get consent through a Ouija board, so that might cover up that issue.
Yeah. Let me present this theory to you, sent to us by Isabel, who says, what if this is like a Home Alone situation, but instead of fighting off a pair of burglars, they're fighting off babysitters with fake ghosts? Is it possible that these kids have watched enough Scooby-Doo episodes that they know the way to scare off all these new horrible Scottish babysitters that are getting brought in is that they have like elaborate like traps and like holograms and like lighting effects where they're just going to trick each new babysitter into believing that the house is haunted so that they quit and that they have no babysitter?
Is there any way this isn't a Hollywood movie? Because it sounds just perfect.
Yeah.
Ripe for the picking.
Well,
I think the kids could be doing that. That's it'd be hilarious, but it would so like the reports from the
That's
previous,
the most likely scenario.
Yeah, it's actually the most likely. When you said is there anywhere, I was like, it's probable.
See, is Tyson being haunted right now?
Yeah, that could be. It could be. Hopefully not for the people listening to the podcast, but perhaps a little bit. They're trying to get him to stop.
Am I choppy?
A little choppy. It's a little choppy out there this morning.
You sound a little bit like a poltergeist. Yeah. Like if you were to talk to me from a TV that was just staticky, Tyson, this is how I would expect it to sound.
Do I still sound?
How do we know this is Tyson and not the ghost of Tyson?
Because would I have to be dead to be the ghost?
Yeah.
Not if you can do that thing where you leave your body and travel the world.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
I want to call it astro gliding.
I don't think that's what that's called.
I know it's something like that. I know Tyson does astro glide. Yeah,
I think you're thinking of an astral projection.
There you go. Yeah. So
Tyson, I'll astro glide from place to place once in a while.
Okay. All right. Let's check in with a story sent to us by one of our listeners, Sherry, about a man in Oklahoma who asked the police if he could propose to his girlfriend first while he was in the middle of being arrested on the 4th of July. He had several felony warrants, but the officers allowed him to propose, even switching his handcuffs from the back to the front so he could place a ring on her finger when she said yes. All right. Let's talk about this story from the accounts and the perspectives of the felon, the police, and the woman accepting this proposal. All right. Who do you have the most issue with here in this story, Danny?
Well, I have the most issue with the woman who will accept a proposal for a man being arrested for several felonies. You did say felonies, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That just seems like a bad bet on the future right there.
Right.
Well, he's promised to change.
He promised to change. Now, hold on. Now, Tyson, do you feel like, is this story, which sounds romantic, is it all just a desperate plea for a conjugal visit, where it's like, uh-oh, here come the police. I'm going away. I'm doing hard time. Quick, somebody marry me. Anybody marry me. Yeah.
He's going to jail, not to prison. So I don't know what the conjugal deal is. But he's actually out now. His fiance posted bail, scraped up all their savings. They've been living together for over a year. Mm-hmm. And she scraped together their life savings and got him out.
Yeah.
So he's doing fine now. So that theory is out the window.
Okay.
I was thinking some other things too, like maybe if he was looking romantic, maybe the police would let him off a little easier or something like that, since he's getting.
Oh, so it'd be sort of like a 80s movie where then the police would be like, all right, slow clap, like, all right, you crazy kids,
the judge is
get
like,
out of here.
Or even,
I sentence you to love her forever.
Yeah. Exactly. And the judge could, you know, look lightly on the situation there.
I know. I think that, first of all, great bet on his part.
Yes. So the police, from their standpoint, it looks like they were pulling a PR stunt too for the police, because they were like, in the article, they're like, see, police have hearts and we're good people and we just want what's best for the community all the time.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Are you saying that this is potentially, this is fake news, PR put out by the police?
No, I think this is real news, but the police definitely capitalized on it by letting people know how human they were by letting this man.
Yeah. Okay, well, that is good that the police department could use the good publicity. That is good. What about the woman accepting the proposal, Tyson?
She's standing by her man.
I think it's a matter
of for that.
We know that women love a good project.
Yeah,
you know, when it comes to men.
That
could fix her up.
That's how Danny and I got married.
Yeah. Tyson saw me and said, I could really help that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not to each other. That's why Liz married Danny and Rachel.
I thought that's why
me.
You allowed me to come over and live with you in Switzerland. Because you're like, this guy looks like he could use some work.
I can help him.
I can help him.
He swears too much.
I think that maybe it was a fixer-upper. She sees him as a great opportunity. Put that on her resume, her dating resume. Look at this guy. He was a felon. I turned him around. I'd make a great girlfriend. If you're looking for someone to help you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seems like she's it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
She's asking to build the Taj Mahal all alone, it seems like.
Be a great toast at the wedding when they talk about, like, the proposal story,
It's a great story to tell the grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, it looks like he'd been planning all day to propose to her.
Now that they're together. A life sentence for this guy, it looks like.
Yeah, he's leaving one jail and headed to another.
Yeah, and he did it to himself.
This one was voluntary.
Okay. So we'll see if there are going to be more plans that come to light about this very happy couple. This is a story sent to us by many of our listeners. A camp counselor in Colorado reported he woke up to a crunching sound and found that his head was inside the mouth of a bear trying to pull him out of his sleeping bag.
I feel like I'd feel that too.
Like, what
I wonder
is
if
that
he was
crunching
having
sound.
I wonder if he was having. You know, sometimes when you have a dream that coincides with reality.
Yeah, like when you're peeing your pants in your bed and you're like, oh, I was having a dream
and
that I
so
was
so like,
like,
you have a dream and all of a sudden you hear a loud sound and it's incorporated in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if he was having like a dream of maybe eating some freshly poured Captain Crunch.
And just like, this is so crunchy.
Yeah. The pee pants dream where you really hope it's not happening in real life because you're in the dream, you're aware that you're asleep and you're like, please don't let this be happening
this feels
in the
so
real
good.
World.
Yeah, you wake up.
And then you check. Always wake up. You force yourself to wake up, yeah, and check. And it's usually just a few dribbles.
No, it's not. What are you admitting to? It's not a few dribbles. What are you talking about? This guy, there's no way, though, his brain. Maybe his brain did know he was being used as a late evening snack by a bear.
Yeah, but the funny thing is like the bear didn't chomp him that hard because he goes to the hospital and then comes back a little bit later. Like he's totally fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most kids would use that bear crunching as an excuse to get out of camp.
Yeah,
like, whoa, I'm going home. A bear just used me
counselor.
As a chew toy.
The story says that the teen punched the bear in the head until it ran away. Boy, this guy is seems a little aggro now.
Maybe he just
there's
wakes
those people
up
that when you wake him up,
you know, there's people who
there's
have a hard time
people
waking
where you wake
up.
Him up and they just swing.
And, I mean, one of my nephews supposedly throws stuff at people when they wake him up. So maybe he was just mad that he got woken up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My dad's college roommate would throw punches the second you tried to wake him up, apparently. So my dad said it would be funny for them to get somebody to try and wake him up because he would like full throttle the second he was awake.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, though. Tyson and I did a hike in Yellowstone, and we went to this campsite. We got there late in the day. It was off the beaten path. It was in the middle of nowhere. And you have to hang up your food because the bears will come and try and get your food. So we go to this, and they have at the campsite specific places where you throw up a rope and you pull your food up. And as we're pulling our food up, I have to tell you, I saw the biggest claw marks I've ever seen in my life on that tree where the food was hanging up because some bear in the past had tried to climb the tree, some grizzly bear, to get to the food. And so ever since I saw that, I tell you right now, I didn't sleep at all. And I was in the middle of all three of us in the tent. So Tyson would have died first. I would have had time to run away. But it's just the whole idea of a bear coming in the night and grabbing me is actually a nightmare for me.
Wow.
Yeah, and we heard something walking around outside at night.
Was it
and
a
Danny
ghost?
Danny woke me up. He's like, it could have been a ghost or a ghost of a bear even.
Yeah,
you don't
a bear
know.
Ghost. Oh, my gosh. Is there anything more terrifying? Maybe a velociraptor ghost, but a bear ghost would be pretty scary.
Yeah, a bear ghost would be double. That's a double whammy, right?
Yeah.
Danny, do you think you would have woken up by the sound of the bear crunching on Tyson's head? Would that have been loud enough?
I never slept. Oh, okay. That's the crazy thing. I sat there, Tyson on one side and our friend on the other. They were dead asleep.
I slept like a baby because I knew that Danny would not sleep. And Danny also had a firearm that we, I guess, is against the law.
I was like the human alarm clock or alarm.
Yeah. So I slept very soundly because of that.
Yeah. The thing is, if Tyson had – I should have slept fine because obviously if Tyson got pulled out, he's hopefully is not going to be so selfish. He could be so mad that he was eaten first that he stays silent – mm-hmm. kind of like because he has a grudge with us not being killed first. That would be real cold-blooded. But Tyson, I should have slept fine because Tyson would have raised the alarm and given me time to run away. Unless, of course, it was a herd of grizzly bear that had surrounded our tent and planned for that.
Yeah.
And caught me on the retreat. So this kid lived through one of my nightmares. And he handled it actually with great skill. I mean, punching the bear in the face, waking up.
Baller status for sure.
Yeah. Danny, do you feel like that your ace in the hole might be that if Tyson has had one of the pee dreams, if he has just even a couple of drops, that the urine musk might attract the bear to him first?
Yeah, a bear might enjoy a delicious human lightly drizzled in some kind of salty brine. Because, you know, they need salt as animals. They need salt so that he might be more attracted to the scent of Tyson's salty brine in his pants. That's a great point.
I ejaculate mostly sugar.
We're
talking about urine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I eat enough sugar that probably everything that comes out of me is sugar.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear me better now, guys?
Yeah, that's better. That is better.
I moved closer to my Wi-Fi.
Okay, let's see.
But now I'm dark.
Anyways,
I was going to say that the guy we took with us was our bait. I was going to mm-hmm. be fine. No matter where I slept in relation to our third guy, Sean, who listens to this podcast, he was the one that was going to be sacrificed if we had to get away from a bear. Me and Danny already talked about it.
All right, before we get to our next story, let me just take a moment and thank our friends over at TrueCar, sponsors of this podcast, because if you're looking to buy a new car, you want to make sure that you're getting real pricing on actual inventory, new car or used car. Unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the case. People configure their cars online only to find out that that car is not available. What? Yes, but with TrueCar, you get real pricing on the actual inventory, not just pricing offered by TrueCar. Pricing offered by the actual dealer, and not just any dealer, but a TrueCar certified dealer. Actual, factual. This is a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency, offering you a competitive market price, because TrueCar will show you what other people in your area are paying for the same car that you're looking at, and then you'll know what a fair price is so you can feel confident. Tyson, that's important, right?
Confidence is key.
Yes, it's key in all matters, especially when you show up to buy a new or used car. Over 3 million cars have been sold to the TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and over 13,000 TrueCar Certified Dealers are nationwide. That's why TrueCar users are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with the TrueCar Certified Dealers, and that's why they also save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. All right, well, let's talk about another story. This was sent to us by a number of our listeners where limited edition Top Ramen chicken flavored Pringles are going to be a thing now, Danny.
That's genius, by the way.
Yes. Now, I feel like a lot of people don't put a lot of the seasoning packet in there. I mean, Pringles are already a bad thing for you to eat. I mean, are Top Ramen chicken-flavored Pringles probably the most lethal thing that people could be eating?
First of all, I have had, I don't know if you've had this, but I have taken Top Ramen, just opened the top of the package and sprinkled the seasoning in and then munched on the dry noodles. So to
me... Wait, hold on. Say this again, Danny.
So in the past, I've taken the Top Ramen bag, I've opened the top of the bag, taken the seasoning and just dumped it in to flavor the dry noodles, and then just bitten or taken bites of the hard noodle.
Why? Did your esophagus rip?
No, it wasn't as bad. You just kind of hold those noodles in your mouth to soften them up. It's not ideal, okay?
No, it's not.
It was a very low point in my day if I'm having to eat Top Ramen dry with the flavoring. But it makes sense. The Pringles make sense. I will buy this product because it can't be any worse than the noodles with the flavoring sprinkled on.
Yeah. Wow. This is a huge development. I've never heard of it. I mean, was this like some a dare, Danny? You did it, why? Or you
no,
didn't have time?
It's an old camper's trick.
Yeah. In every case that I've, in every instance that I've done it, I've been out in the wilderness and just either too lazy, too tired to cook. So that's what I do.
Wow. Tyson, you do this too?
Yes.
I guess so.
I'm pretty sure Tyson has done it. Because if you camp a lot, you know, you don't want to start a fire or get the stove out. Maybe it's late at night. You don't want to have to go through the whole cooking thing. So you just take this. That's why it's a no-brainer for Pringles.
Yeah. Okay. And the same thing with the can of Pringles, right? I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Survivor Man Danny says Adam Katz in the chat room. Wow. Okay. Danny, would you buy these Pringles? Would you check this out?
Yeah, I will check this out. I enjoy Pringles. I like the shape of the can. Everything about the Pringles says yes.
Everything says yes.
Everything. Yeah. The only downside to Pringles is when you get down to the last couple Pringles and they're so far away that my hand, I can't fist that can hard enough to get my hand all the way down there. And so I have to do the dump onto the hand, which I don't appreciate.
Okay.
Because then you get all the crumbs coming out with it, and now you've got a huge mess on your hands, okay. Literally.
Tyson, should Top Ramen come in a can? Because then it doesn't get broken at all. You sort of like open that package,
yeah.
And then there's a bunch of them that are broken in there.
Yeah, it does make you mad that they're all crunched up in there, especially when you're trying to eat them with a fork, because you can't do the spaghetti spin on those final handful of noodles.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you guys posted on the Pringles Top Ramen flavors and when you can get your hands on those. Okay. Stephanie Townrow sent us this story about a man in the UK who got a lot of notoriety this week. What? What about what?
Did what is going story? On?
Tyson, I think personally it's a ghost. Have you looked into the ghost angle of your issues?
Yeah. So the storyline is that a man in the UK spent $4,000 on tattoos dedicated to Miley Cyrus, Danny, and now wants to get them removed after Miley said that they were creepy and ugly in an interview. Should Miley, just for this guy's sanity, say that she actually does like them?
First of all, the tattoo on his arms, they look a lot like Miley.
Yeah.
I mean, not perfect, right? Because it's hard to get a tattoo that's perfect. But they don't look too bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me take a look at these.
The worst part about the one is the one where she's showing teeth. It just looks like she has black teeth because tattoo ink is black. So it does look kind of gross. But it's like, well, what else could you do with teeth on a tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Plus, maybe he's depicting her after she had a lot of black beans.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, and she sticks her tongue, and like she like the problem is right that a lot of her signature poses are sort of like sticking your tongue out and stuff like that. So,
but if anybody was to have a black tongue, I feel like it would be Miley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that yeah, the tattoo of her with the tongue out, that is a really good tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Like that looks like Miley.
Yeah. Yeah, you get so, that it looks like her, right? Miley Cyrus said she doesn't like them, and now he's out on her.
You wouldn't find, I mean, Rob, if someone put a huge picture of you on their chest, would you be honored?
Yes. Yes, I would.
What if they put what if they put your face where the tramp stamp traditionally goes? Would you still be honored?
Yeah, I think so. Why, would you, Danny?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the person shows up hanging out outside my house, now it's become a police matter. But if it's just a tattoo on their body, I think that's where else are you going to find a canvas like that for someone to put your face?
Right. I mean, I get it where Miley Cyrus is coming from, because now that there's this person who has your likeness and you're not responsible for what this guy is doing. Like, yeah. He could be out on a lunatic like spree. And then it's like, oh, guy with Miley Cyrus tattoos strikes again. And Miley's like, hey, what did I do? What, you know, don't blame me for this guy.
The other good thing about a tattoo like this on a person's body is that as he ages, the face that's on his arm will age according to how Miley's probably aging in real life.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get all wrinkly.
Wrinkly, some sunspots. So actually, he never has to get that touch up on that tattoo because it will just fade perfectly and just work out perfectly with her natural aging process.
Yeah. Could he convert these tattoos to something else rather than having them removed, Tyson?
Yeah, he could convert them to just like solid black squares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like a bunch of, he could do like a bunch of bearded lady circus freaks. Like that would be a thing he could probably do, just put beards on all of them.
Is there another star that he could get these turned into?
Hannah Montana, like an old Hannah Montana.
Old Hannah Montana.
Maybe some Miley Cyrus. I don't know.
What about Billy Ray Cyrus? Could he get them into?
Yeah, well, he goes by just Cyrus now.
Yeah, Cyrus. Cyrus, great. That's actually not a bad idea. Keep it in the family, Tyson.
That's right?
Billy Ray Cyrus would be happy if somebody wants to get a tattoo.
Yeah, he'd be stoked on this. He wouldn't. This guy would not suffer the rejection he suffered at the Miley's hands.
Yes.
With Cyrus.
That you would you say that Miley Cyrus broke his heart, his achy breaky heart?
I would say so. Are we sure this isn't a fake news story? Because when I read through this entire thing and even looked at the tattoos, they look, I mean, it looks legitimate enough.
The Bangers one looks fake.
Yeah.
Does Bangers look fake? Yeah, because it's red and everything else is black.
He's on more than one location. I can find him several places.
Okay.
I mean, such respectable places as AOL.com,
okay.
New York Daily News. Yep. So he's gotten around.
Yeah.
AOL.com's the first news site.
Yeah,
of the millennials, right?
Yeah, it won't yes. to us.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if we have any updates, if Miley makes him feel better. The quote that Miley Cyrus gave, which really upset him, there's a dude that holds a record of the most pictures of my face. He has like 18 pictures of my face, and they're really ugly.
Oh, ooh, this is awkward. Someone needs to sit down with Miley and have a good
Did she not like even heart. Take his feelings into account before she opened her mouth?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Then she mentioned that they were creepy in an interview. And then the guy said, yeah. And now I realize I don't like these tattoos either. Because now Miley said she doesn't like them.
That's weird so that he... Miley didn't take other people's feelings into account before opening her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems out of character for her.
Yeah. So
I think, it's also interesting that his feelings completely matched her feelings. So he said they were creepy. He agreed they were creepy. Oh, yeah, my hero said they're creepy. They are creepy.
Do you think the tattoos give him a special emotional connection to her?
Yeah, they're like an E.T. and Elliot now, is what you're saying, Danny?
Yeah, like it's because he has an image of her, some kind of voodoo magic, he can sense her disappointment. And so it wasn't that she was saying that. It was that he and her.
So what happens if he has them removed? Does something happen bad to Miley? Or it's just that then they lose the connection?
Something so worse?
Laser removal. She feels the laser on her own face.
Yeah, it's like a voodoo doll.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Great wow. story. This is, yeah, this is a great potential movie right here.
Development, yeah. Oh, you're so Danny's going to write a movie for us.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a fan fiction about Miley Cyrus? And
no. It's going to be about Rob and a super fan who gets a Rob Tramp stamp face.
Look, Danny, that we're starting to hit close to home. no dice.
All right.
No dice. Fine. Yeah.
You guys, did we already talk about how old this man was?
How old is he?
He's 42.
42. Okay. So he's too old to like Miley.
He's divorced.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. It's odd.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm 38. This man is, we're all 38. All three of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you this saying it's too late for me to get a Miley Cyrus tattoo, Tyson? Is that what you're telling me right now?
I'm saying that you get it now before you're 42.
Oh, okay. So if I'm going to get a young female star, I have to get it right now before I turn 40. Okay. Good to know.
Yes, and have it for a couple of years before 40, so it's legitimate. You can be like, "Oh no, I got this when I was younger."
Hmm. See, the problem is Miley Cyrus is too popular. you need to find somebody who's sort of like out of the spotlight, and then you could sort of like bring them back. Is there anybody that's, you know, sort of a fading star that they could point to and say, there's my guy. That's my supporter. Love this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kirk Cameron.
Well, I don't know if he's he has some other issues, Kirk Cameron. But I feel like there's got to be somebody that's out there that's going
to
be
Kirk
like.
Does Kirk Cameron have issues? Maybe I'm not up to date on all my Kirk Cameron news and gossip.
Well, he's just he's very focused on his own agenda. Adam Katz says, suggests Candace Bergen. I mean, well, that's why Tyson named his baby. After Candace Bergen, so
and
he's already on that.
We call her Murph for short. only some Generation Xers are going to get that. She played Murphy Brown in the now historic
hit show
sitcom, Murphy Brown. Yeah, the historic hit show Murphy Brown.
Yeah. All right, a man in Seattle this week won his case to get a ticket for speeding through a school zone thrown out. Because the sign was, quote-unquote, too wordy. He acted as his own lawyer and succeeded in getting the judge to agree that $234 ticket was unjust because of the wordy sign, which just says, school, speed limit 20 when children are present or when flashing. Okay, so Danny, is the sign too confusing?
First of all, any sign that's too long is a hazard to everyone on the road. If I have to read a complicated sign while driving 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, I'm a danger to everyone. Why can't I read a text message on my phone if I'm having to read these huge signs? So I kind of agree with this guy.
Yes. I looked at a picture and he was standing in front of the signs, and it's like four or five separate signs listed down a pole, and some of them are in smaller writing than the others.
Yeah.
And it is. It's like those parking signs in California, Rob, where it's like parking between 6 and 8, except for on Wednesdays when the street sweepers not come by, but we will still ticket your car when you're parked here on the Wednesday afternoon. And then it's just like, that's bullshit. I can't figure out if I can park there or not.
Yeah, everybody needs a law degree sometimes with those parking, no parking signs.
Now, you feel like no gray area here. It should just be speed limit 20 miles per hour. We don't need to get into if there are kids around, if this light is flashing. Too many if-thens.
If one kid is around within a block, I mean, what does it mean by kids are around, right?
Yeah, present. Right.
It's like, well, if he's standing right on the edge of the sidewalk, what if he's standing 10 feet from the crosswalk? What if
it should only be if the light's flashing. 20 miles per hour if light is flashing. That's easy.
Yeah. Do you feel like
kids around, turn the light on?
Would we be better off or worse off if more people represented themselves in these matters, Tyson?
We'd definitely have more news stories.
Yeah, I was going to say, we would be better off.
Yeah, us as an organization,
yeah,
as a business organization, we would be much better off.
Okay. And then one other story before we get to the bolt hole sent in to us by Christine Marie, a woman in Ontario earned the rare legal designation of vexatious litigant for constantly abusing the court with frivolous lawsuits. She's now no longer allowed to bring any cases to the court without the prior approval of a judge. She has tried to sue 30 people in the last 6 years, even sometimes presenting herself as a lawyer because she went to law school despite not being licensed to practice law. So this is the counterpoint to that, Tyson.
Bert, that designation, legal designation as vexatious litigant, almost sounds like that could be her dominatrix name.
Yeah. They could make definitely a movie about her.
Yeah, right? She's always suing people with her cat of nine tails. In the bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Vexatious litigant. Right. I mean, you would think that could be sort of like your Tinder profile name. Like, I'm going to swipe right on the vexatious litigant.
Yeah. For real. She doesn't.
Objection, Your Honor.
Kindly to it. Because I feel like that'd be such a great honor being named that. But she doesn't
I'm
like
vexatious.
It.
I'm going to look that word up.
Yeah. I want to see the vexatious litigant, and you know what? She sort of is like wearing like She's not wearing like a pantsuit, the vexatious litigant. I mean, at least not in this picture that they caught her in.
How like, vexatious is that?
Looks pretty vexatious.
Okay, first of all, vexatious, the definition is causing or tending to cause annoyance, mm-hmm. frustration, or worry. So that still works because she might be causing sexual frustration.
I mean, she's
or
coming out.
Or sexual annoyance.
Yeah. And it looks like she doesn't carry a briefcase. She's walking out with shopping bags, and one is from Victoria's Secret.
And the other one's from Roots, which, as we all know, is Danny's favorite Canadian beret company.
Oh, I can't get enough berets.
Yeah. Do we know about any of the different lawsuits that she's brought to the court?
Yeah, I read through the entire article, but off the top of my head, I cannot now. Okay. Oh, and this is the other thing. She would sue. So if she would sue somebody, and then if she didn't win the case, she would sue the lawyers that represented that person as like her next thing,
mm-hmm.
which was crazy. So like if she lost a case, she'd sue the lawyers for like harassment.
Well, in addition to that, she targeted many former romantic partners, mm-hmm. Men who held prominent positions in the world of media, finance, and the arts, including one who gave her almost $100,000 and paid private school fees for one of her children.
Yeah,
she
crazy.
Is vexatious.
Yes, she is one vexatious litigant. Although we here at News AF and Rob is a podcast and all our subsidiaries are very much pro the vexatious litigant. In fact,
yes, we're definitely on her side.
We're on her side.
Or as we should call her, Vexatia.
Yes, ooh. Vexatia. Whoa.
Are you writing a comic book now, Danny, or anime, some type of anime thing going on? What we got?
I've got a lot of options. Just today's podcast alone, it's given me many, many ideas.
Okay.
Vexatia has a voodoo tattoo mm-hmm. in certain places that she toys with from time to time.
Yeah.
Whoa. Danny, what's in the bolt hole?
All right, guys, bolt hole. It's stuffed with the good stuff. It's like Santa's sack. Just loaded Ooh. With the goodies.
Yeah.
I could go on for a little bit longer, but I won't.
On Santa's sack? You could describe Santa's sack a little bit better?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a hard Christmas. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to give two stories. Normally I don't do two stories, but I feel like today we deserve two stories. Yeah, holy crap. I opened up this article and I'm getting hit with so many ads. It almost put me into a stupor.
Were you going to buy a bunch of stuff instead of talk?
Yeah, I'm buying something called White Girl Rosé.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's weird. It's all over. I can't even read the article. There's so much ad space slowly encroaching. Okay, anyway. Have you ever gone on a trip by yourself and wished that you had a companion? You know, maybe not your wife. I understand that.
Yeah. What kind of companion, Danny?
Well, that's what I'm getting
to. A dog? Like a robot?
Like a vexatious litigant?
Yes, a vexatious litigant doll. Mm. So there is a company that is making perfect travel companion dolls, right?
Okay.
And they're child-sized
How
figures.
How perfect?
Well, that really depends on your definition of perfect. I personally, now, if you look at this article of these dolls, there's a lot of people posing with them like in first class, so they must be expensive. But these dolls are meant to be your traveling companions as you know.
They're like therapy dolls of like that if I have anxiety that I can bring a doll with me to travel?
No. They're $500 and they're people are taking them on the road and sharing photos of this doll's journey. That was a thing to take Barbie dolls around the world or Barbie doll that did yoga. This is like just probably the next step up. This is a child-sized doll.
What's it called?
I'm trying to find the name of
my buddy.
British designer.
I think it's called My Buddy.
Danny Chu. Oh, where's the name of the doll? Oh, they also feature
My Buddy.
Here's the buddy. These dolls, which also tend to be female, by the way, have conveniently situated USB ports.
Yes.
Which is a weird thing to put. I bet they do.
Okay.
So they're called Smart Dolls. They're made by Danny Chu.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these are very trendy looking dolls. I encourage you to look them up.
Yeah.
And you can take them with you. They're just somebody who doesn't talk back. You don't have to buy food for them, but they'll be in the pictures with you. They'll maybe have imaginary conversations with you. Maybe it is the perfect companion when
now,
traveling.
Why does this doll need USB functionality? I'm looking at the pictures of the doll, which I think is a little creepy.
A little creepy, Rob?
Yeah.
That's all? What's creepier, the Miley Cyrus tattoos or this doll?
This doll is pretty creepy. She is sort of to me, she's a little bit of like a sexualized anime figure.
Yes, very much so.
But why does she need to be connected to the USB? What does she do? Does she talk?
Just a, she's just a solid state drive. So if you have photos or like music you want to store on her, you can.
Tyson, do you have one of these dolls?
Yeah, and it's awesome because it's a 2 gig hard drive. And so you can store 30 photos.
She's like an iPod.
Songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like a first-gen iPod.
Okay.
Is that real? Tyson, is that real? I can't find that. 2 gigs?
No, I made all that up.
Yeah.
You said that so convincingly.
Yeah.
Rob, how much would I have to pay you for you to travel around to all of your Rob has a podcast things and take pictures with this and do your little panels with this doll?
You wouldn't have to pay me much to do it. I mean, I one of my phobias is I don't like figurines like this because I feel like that they're going to come to life and kill me. So I'd have to get over that. But
you're part of the Chucky generation.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of like Twilight Zone stuff like that of like ventriloquist dummies coming to life and killing people. So
this is starting to sound more and more like a sexual doll. It says the smart support socket located at the back means that the telescopic stand can be discreetly inserted.
Right.
I wonder if they're using a lot of code language for what this doll can really be used for. Because what I see in all these pictures is a lot of lonely men holding a very
But there's also like some kids with this. So it's like I understand if it's like for like young girls, but then there's also like a lot of like adult Asian men. Which...
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing is a lot of adult Asian men. Mm-hmm. But. I don't know. Maybe we can get one for Rob and maybe it'll bring you some, I don't know, some companionship when you're out there traveling, Rob.
Here's the other thing, too, is that we're a different culture than a lot of the Asian countries. Mm-hmm. So how do we know what is acceptable and what is not and what is like maybe that's the highest level of status symbol. Mm-hmm. That you can have over there.
Yeah. I don't think we ever said unacceptable, Tyson. I think we said, would we want this? Yeah.
Yeah. We said creepy.
It's on the same level of like Miley Cyrus tattoos, whereas it's not, there's nothing inherently wrong with it, right? Mm-hmm. It's just by some people might view it as being slightly odd. Like if a
extreme.
Guy next to me on a flight took out the doll and put it on his food tray and was taking pictures of it, I'd find that to be highly entertaining, but also somewhat disturbing. Mm-hmm.
But what if he like pulled down this doll and then there was a side zipper and then pulled out a bunch of like papers, like and his laptop. And you're like, oh, it's like a briefcase doll. That's kind of cool.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very tiny to be a briefcase doll.
Oh, it's too tall to be a briefcase doll?
No, it's too tiny to be a briefcase doll. It's like, you know, like this. It's like, you know,
tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking it was like the size of like a kid's sister or my buddy. That's
no,
like
I'd say she's about,
like
she's about maybe
kid.
Like a foot and a half tall.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a great. They call it a child-sized Japanese doll, but it's not the size of a child.
Mm-hmm.
But is it the size of a Japanese child?
Well, if one was like a newborn, yeah.
Plus, if you were making it the size of a child, now you have to buy it a seat on a plane.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So you don't want to have it be that big. So anyway, guys, if you get lonely, I'm just saying these are available when you travel and they're great. There's already 20 something thousand posts on Instagram
people
of this
want
doll.
Them. People want.
Can
them.
You get them in the U.S.?
I'm sure you can order them online.
Black,
the world is your store,
on the
Tyson.
Dark net, I think you can get them, Tyson.
Okay, on the dark net?
Yeah.
Yeah. Use some of that Bitcoin of yours.
Yeah, use some Bitcoin to get it on the
dark net. A big doll trafficking market on the dark net.
P.S. guys, our investor's corner right now, all cryptocurrency is down. It's hit a big dip, so now would be the time to buy if you want to purchase.
Okay. I'll talk to you after the
story. And this story is one that hits really close to home because I've been the recipient of the alarm clock prank. Have you guys ever had that happen in a dorm room or somewhere where someone takes your alarm clock, sets it at 4 a.m. and hides it?
No.
No.
And why does it have to be at 4?
Well, because that's the annoyance, is that you don't know where it is and it's going off at 3:30 a.m, 4 a.m, whenever, and it's driving you crazy.
Okay. Yeah, so, I get it.
A couple, an elderly couple, finally had an alarm clock removed that had been sounding every day at 7:50 p.m. for the past 13 years.
Yeah, we covered this original story, I thought. It was built into the wall somewhere in the house.
What? I don't remember this.
Yeah, I don't
think I remember this.
Well, go on. We talk about a lot of stories.
Yeah, Tyson, a lot of the stories repeat themselves. Like, I'm sure this happened somewhere else.
Like an alarm clock every day.
I remember covering the story, but not that there was a solution to it, just that they had just been dealing with, like, an alarm clock in their wall for, like, 14 years or something.
So this is crazy because, first of all, why did they let this carry on for 13 years? Also, is this like a nuclear-powered alarm clock?
Mm-hmm.
What battery can last 13 years?
That's the trick, Danny. The big battery doesn't want you to know that they can build a battery that can last that long.
Yeah.
Just like big light bulb doesn't want you to know they can make a light bulb that lasts forever. Just like car manufacturers don't want you to know that they can build a car that doesn't ever need to go to the shop or need oil or gas. It runs off just air. It's crazy. Like, big business is keeping us down, bro.
I guarantee you that, Elon Musk flew out to this house to get a hold of this battery because with the technology inside that alarm clock is years ahead of whatever we have. 13 years, 7:50 p.m. every day this alarm clock has gone off. Thank goodness it wasn't 3:30. Yeah, 7:50 p.m.
Yeah, I feel like they're just sort of like, you have like sometimes like you have people like that, they have a smoke detector and the battery needs to be changed. And
we had that last night.
You go to their house and you're like, what? Do you hear that noise? Like what? And it's like they completely tune it out. So it's at 7:50 at night. It's not bothering them in terms of like waking them up. I think they just live with it.
It's just like, oh, it's time for dinner.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, it's time for dinner, guys. 7:50. Yeah.
And I guess
plan something around it.
People used to always have those clocks that chimed, you know, at the top.
Yeah, grandfather clocks, right.
Yeah, so.
Those are the worst.
They are the worst. So I guess that it's not really that big of a nuisance, but it's like you tolerated it for 13 years. And I mean,
why can't you tolerate it for 40 more?
40 more. Why didn't you get it out the day after you found out it was in the wall? Like, he probably.
That costs money.
No, he was doing repairs, right?
Oh.
And when it fell in. So my guess is the first time it went off, that's when he should have gone in and gotten it. Hmm. But he's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe his life sucks so bad. That was the highlight, 7:50 p.m.
Look, he's in the news now. He's on News AF. So.
Yeah. Maybe you think he was playing the long con?
Yeah.
13
All
years?
All means to an end.
He's like, how long do I have to let this story go before I can actually get on the news?
Yeah.
You made it.
He's finally made it.
Okay.
You know you've made it when you get covered on News AF.
Yeah, he's peaked. Luckily, he's super old, so he's peaked at the right time.
Yeah,
that's the right time to peak. I peaked a few years ago, and now it's just like, what else is left for me to do?
Yeah, you peaked early, and now you're just left with a mess on your hands.
All right, so here's what you need to do, Tyson. Find either an alarm clock, or maybe what's one step up from the alarm clock that Tyson could embed in a wall at his house, Danny?
Something loud and annoying.
That's going to happen every single day. What about like a smartwatch or something like that? That could be like really topical.
Yeah, or something that like a phone on vibrate that somehow is plugged in and it's in the ceiling above my bed. Yeah,
right. And you get a notification every so often. And then you have like a bunch of missed calls and notifications.
How about the Scarlett Johansson doll? Build that into your wall so that whenever you say certain words, you hear from the wall the Scarlett Johansson say, "Thank you."
Yeah.
Or, "You're so cute." "You're so cute." And then it's so frustrating because you can't hold her in your arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or what about like build Alexa into your wall?
Oh, and like I can't hear you, speak louder, and you're like, "I'm yelling already, I can't."
All those things would be good. So yeah, you're back on the upswing, Tyson. This is just a dip.
Yeah, okay, this is just a dip. Good to know.
Okay,
the parabola of life continues to dip back and forth.
It'll come back. It's a pendulum. Okay.
Yeah.
Tyson, do we have any new iTunes reviews this week?
Yeah, but I want to tell you a quick story about my life.
Okay.
Are you ready?
We're all ears.
Yes.
Okay. So a couple weeks ago, Rachel gave her iWatch. What are those Apple Watches called? Apple Watch.
Yeah.
She gave her Apple Watch to Bergen to play with in the car because Bergen loves to hold watches, you know, whatever. And then I saw it in the car on the floor and I brought it in and put it on the kitchen counter. And then Rachel could never see it again. And she was like, what is happening? And well, she was like, "Where'd it go?" And I was like, "Oh, it's not in the car. I brought it in." And she's like, "No, you didn't." So she was all mad at me, blaming me for losing the watch. And I was blaming her for losing the watch because I knew I set it exactly like in her line of sight where she would find it because it was right on the counter of the kitchen right as you walk in where she puts like all her trinkets and stuff. And so I was like, "No, I did that." So she was blaming me and I was like blaming her. And then we let 2 weeks go by and we still were having this argument. And we had had a few handymen over to the house to fix stuff and look at things. So I was like, maybe it got stolen. Like, I hate to think that. And it would be stupid for a handyman to steal anything because like it would come back to that person or that company immediately. So I was like, that wouldn't make sense. But like I was running out of options. And then last night, Bergen like wanted some binkies. So we gave her a binky and then the binky disappeared and we couldn't find it anywhere. Long story short, we found the watch in like this couch crack where Bergen had somehow gotten the watch and then like dropped it in a crack in the couch. But we cannot find her binky anywhere. It's her favorite binky. And I'm just like, we are raising a kleptomaniac who has no regard for other people's property and will steal it and hide it. And we have a bunch of stuff missing and I can't find her stash anywhere.
Okay, a couple
I was thinking
things.
This was a ghost story.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a ghost. Maybe I'm thinking it's
a ghost story.
There's no proof that links it back to Bergen at all either.
Yeah, this is how the alarm clocks get in the wall also in terms of a story like this. But Tyson, do you feel like that you as a father, you talked about last week where you and Rachel stole that family stroller and walked around Disneyland with
it.
Oh,
you think it's me without like yeah. my subconscious?
Yeah.
Well, no, I was going to say, have you passed this on to Bergen?
It's in the DNA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coconut bandit, stroller bandit.
Yeah. Oh, my
it sounds
goodness.
Like this is becoming a trend in your family. I better hang on to my valuables when I visit your house.
Do you think that the proper thing for me to do would be to turn Bergen into the authorities now so she learns her lesson?
Well, only do that if she's having a bad day because you don't want her around anyway.
Right? Yeah. So anyways, things are disappearing. And I have to get like all my desks and everything now have to be like 6 feet tall so she can't reach anything, which is annoying too. So, but we love her. We love her to death.
Yeah. Hold on to her. Don't give her away just yet.
Yeah. Don't let her fall into this mysterious, other dimensional hole that things are falling into in your house. Maybe you have a connection to another dimension.
Oh, a wormhole.
Yeah. Maybe there's a wormhole.
Yeah.
So you're thinking that all this stuff is getting placed into a wormhole?
Or Stargate, yeah.
Or Stargate, yeah.
If you had a wormhole in your house, but it wasn't small enough to go through, think of all the things you just throw in there. You'd probably go to the bathroom in there, Tyson could do his little urine dribbles.
Yeah, like at the garbage disposal.
It would be like
sugary ones.
So fun until you found one day when the wormhole opened and you stepped through and it was like the most beautiful planet ever. And it was just filled with your garbage.
Yeah. So, Danny, that's another movie or book we should write.
we just did write it.
Yeah, we did write most of it.
Call Penguin Publishing.
Mm. Okay, I follow Dalton Books on or Dunton Books or something on Twitter because they followed me, and I tried to get them to ghostwrite a book for me, but they didn't ever respond.
Okay. Are you sure? Are you sure they weren't concerned about when you said ghost writing the book that it was really just going to be a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old writing the book for you?
Yeah, that's instead because that's who creates ghosts.
There's a great ghost writing opportunity in Scotland, is what Bob's trying to say.
Yeah, I'm gonna go do it.
All right,
we got a review.
We got a review. What do we got?
Shaka Bro, 5 stars by Christian Esparza.
Yes.
Rob, Danny, and Tyson are fantastic. Telling stories over time like little girls selling passwords, strippers at funerals, and especially Tyson's NASA adventures. But let's take a moment to appreciate the real stars of this podcast, Lita and Scott, working endlessly 24/7 to bring the best news podcast of the millennial generation to life every week. They also get 5 stars. Also, what happened to that nice chap, Adam, from Australia, who would pop in at the end? Is he dead?
Well, once we realized he was Australia a ghost didn't the exist,
whole time. Yeah.
He also disappeared, which is a strange coincidence.
No, Adam still tunes in. Our format just changed when Bebo or whatever, what was that one that used to be?
No, it used to be Blab. They were the same guys that made Bebo, but Blab was what it was called.
Yeah, so when Blab disappeared, we had to change our formatting, which then got the Australian segment disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bebo. That's a weird name. Sounds like something you'd ask for and ask a prostitute for. I'd like the Bebo, please.
Yeah. It's in the menu. I think it sounded like a foreign language where like you tune in and you're like watching a show and then all of a sudden it's like in their – some secret agent in a foreign country, and he's like, "Bo, make me bo, bebo, bebo." And then there's subtitle, like, "Still the secret agent."
Still could be a prostitute term in a foreign language.
Yeah,
like everyone speaks bebo. It doesn't matter what country you go to. You ask for the bebo, it's the same thing.
Something you ask a vexatious litigant for, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take 2 Bebos, one for me and one for him.
All right. With the late edition of Bebo, what is the hashtag this week? let's give the chat room a moment to catch up as well. Just to reset, we talked about the ghost that's haunting a mansion with 2 kids. We also talked about the person who proposed while being arrested. We also talked about the bear prank of the bear that woke up the sleeping guy in the
did you just call it a prank?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bear prank.
He was pranking the guy.
Hashtag bear prank.
Hashtag bear prank. The oldest trick in the book. Where the bear, the bear,
buddies, you squirt honey all over his hair, and in the morning there'll be a bear attached to his head.
That's right. That's why you never invite a bear to the slumber party.
Classic bear prank.
The old classic bear prank.
I think that's solid gold, Rob. I say we just go with the bear prank.
Okay. There you go. All right. Let's see. Next week, we have our News AF show. I have something I have to go to on Tuesday morning, so we need to figure out another time. But I meant to do that before the show, but we will update you guys in our group AF when you can watch the show live. And if you're listening on the podcast, then you don't have to do anything differently.
Yeah. I just like to say that the bear prank is what happens when you get in a prank war with a guy who's willing to take it too far. So you're like, I should never, I know he just pranked me a little bit and I shouldn't prank him back, but this is funny. And it's like, you, anything past this will be across the line and he'll know that, but he doesn't care. And so he's just like, puts like feces on your face while you sleep and then smears honey in your hair. And then the bear's attached to skull in the morning. And he thinks it's so funny and you get hurt and he doesn't care because it's a prank. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. All right. Well, great job, everybody. Sorry about any of the technical hiccups if you guys were watching us live.
That's my fault.
So you can follow Tyson on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle, and Danny is at Danny Bryson. Of course, I'm at Rob Cesternino. Thanks so much to the aforementioned News AF intern Lita and Scott St. Pierre. Join us in our News AF Facebook group where the News AF is always served constantly throughout the day. Find us on Facebook at Group AF. Talk to you next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.